If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Paul Wappel is with us, Public Information Officer for IDOT. Paul, have we seen anything like this in recent years, or was this really something over the past few days?
We've seen, you know, stretches like this. It seems like every summer there might be a stretch where the extreme heat and humidity causes some of this road buckling. So it's not really something new. It's new right now because it's the first time it's really happened this summer.
Yeah, and it seemed to be pretty numerous. I mean, in many different states. How many incidents did we see here in the Chicagoland area?
I don't have the number of how many incidents there were in the Chicago area. I know we've seen them in all nine of our districts throughout the state, Southern Illinois, Central Illinois, Chicago area. It just varies.
The videos were very interesting, not, you know, necessarily in Chicago, but when they would capture it with a camera that is on the street and you see a car going by, and I know scientifically they call it an asphalt eruption or something like that. We all know what it is. We've seen the results, but what actually causes it?
So when the temperature and humidity increase for a good period of time, road pavements are going to expand, and if the pavement runs out of room to expand, it might buckle. So that's what happens. And typically, like I said, this occurs when you have prolonged high temperatures causing it to expand or buckle up, blow out, whatever you want to call it, which results, of course, in uneven driving surfaces.
Most likely to happen on residential or county highways? Does it happen on interstates?
It can happen anywhere. Unfortunately, we don't know. We can't predict where, when it might happen. People ask it all the time, wish we could, but we have crews ready to go. They're monitoring the situation. They go out and fix the road buckling as quickly as they can.
What do they have to do? Cut out a certain section and then completely redo that area of the road? Or?
Well, a lot of times it's pretty simple in the scheme of things. We trim off the top, grind off the pavement that was pushed up, and just kind of pack that down. If there is more damage or significant damage, then it takes us a little longer to do whatever we need to do. But a lot of times it can be done fairly quickly, the repairs.
Oh, that's impressive. And you just asked the public to call and let you know if something like this happens in their neighborhood or their commute to work?
Yes, please call 911, law enforcement, or you can call IDOT 1-800-452-4368. And want to remind the public to please, be aware of workers, whether it's IDOT or any workers out and about, please move over so they can do their job, and emergency personnel, Scott's Law, move over. Please remember that and stay hydrated wherever you're traveling, whether it's a short distance or long distance.
Right. Heat exhaustion has to be a big issue for your IDOT workers who are out there repairing those roads.
Yes, and people ask that, and they, tag team it. They hydrate as well as they can, and, they have all kinds of protocols in place, and they're somewhat used to this, but they are very, very careful, and, whatever they have to do to get the job done.
So, Paul, I don't remember it happening to this degree last summer, but you say this is a common occurrence, huh?
It's somewhat common when you have the temperatures and humidity that stay this way for a long period of time. Hopefully, we're most of this is hopefully done. What the temperatures look like, they're going to go down a little bit. The humidity not quite as bad. I think hopefully the worst of it is behind us. But it does happen when you get these stretches of heat and humidity.
Thank you so much for joining us. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Appreciate it.